my children love playing street hockey, and they had nothing to really play street hockey in.
Investing in the lives of her children and grandchildren is so important to Cindy Wood Small. I'm Mark Gothier for Making Your Life Count. Cindy describes the process of planting seeds in the lives of the next generation.
They had one pair of skates that had come from a yard sale and one pair of skates that had come from my husband's childhood, and they got it out of their grandparents' basement, and they were having a great time with it. We decided we were going to go spend money and get them new skates and new hockey sticks, and this was a big sacrifice for us, but we wanted to do that for them. They never played again after they got that new stuff and they played with it one time. Our seed was, let's give you good equipment, and maybe you'll want to do more than just street hockey. Maybe you'll want to join a team. But somehow, the crop we grew was disinterest. I now am a grandmother, 5 children. I was a mother with very young children. And I remember when my husband and I, when we were raising our 3 sons, we would talk and pray and decide what seeds we were going to plant in their lives. And we would think that we were planting one seed, but you knew when you were planting it that you wouldn't really know what you were planting until the crop grew. And so you might think you're planting encouragement, and it comes up a totally different crop. And it's always surprising to me that that can happen. As parents, I think that the insight that God gave me is, as long as what you're doing is done in love, I will work out the rest. You make sure you're being kind and gentle and loving, no matter what crop you've planted.
Your investment of time and faith in the next generation can make a powerful difference. For some free resources to help you grow spiritually, go to cru.org.